Your body could start a war, and so could mine. They know this. In the steel thrum and violence of an airport, I wait on yet another $100 US Air flight from Buffalo to LaGuardia after a $40 Toronto Greyhound ride. There's a clear glass box in one of the aisles whose doors whoosh shut. The security screener looks at me and waves me towards that line. There's a good old boy sitting there. Have you ever been in one of these before? No. Well, it's extra special. You go inside and little bursts of air hit you all over and can tell if you've got explosives on you or not. If you're clear, the doors open up. If you're not, you're held there for questioning. I imagine the floor under the box opening up and dropping me into a holding cell where no one waiting to get through to buy a Starbucks or a newspaper has to see me. You might, want to keep your hands on your clothes. The machine blows some of the ladies' skirts up. I know he loves this job. My lover's tits are explosive, hips are illegal. My lip gloss is a bomb, and so is my hijab. We are terrorists for crossing these lines on a map no one but them can see. For sending care packages held up for months by Homeland Security. My lover's tits are explosive. Shoes contain bomb dust from sucking cock at Dolores Park. My breasts should not be here, and they ain't gonna allow anything to be wet. They think my terrorist makeup, nail polish, and water is powerful enough to blow up every airport, every city I'm not supposed to be in. My lovers and me pulled aside all these stories inside us, no place for them to fly to. They want to take our ability to fly away. Habibti, they know your body and mine could start a war. They already have.